Have you ever been fascinated by a dream? Has it taken you in trips of fancy? Has it frightened you? Has it portended things? Has it bored you? Well, all of those things, I think, probably can happen in the world of the dream. And it's one thing for me to wonder about them, and for you to wonder about them, and for us to be perplexed by them, and certainly mystified by them, and sometimes awed by them, and you hear very beautiful music with them, and see wonderful sights, and sordid sights, and crazy sights. How about talking to somebody who knows dreams? Well, that's what we're going to be. It is our little dream trip on a Saturday night tonight. Dr. Arthur Bernard, welcome to Open Mind.
Thank you, Bill. That's quite an introduction.
My gosh.
I was mesmerized in a dream world listening to you.
Listen, dreams have done me in time and time again. Have done me up and done me down and just divorced me. And there will be periods in which I don't even have dreams. And, you know, I miss them. And my dreams are always gone.
Well, most creative people's dreams are in color.
People tell me they have black and white dreams, but I don't understand.
Well, then
you turn up the crumbs card.
And I have a repetitive nightmare 4 or 5 times a week, and I wake up in a cold sweat. You're a big man with a dream. Tell me what it means. The dream was rough, but he was back on the battlefield. He was sitting down, getting ready to eat a piece of strawberry shortcake. In front of him were 2 dead German soldiers. Their eyes had been gouged out. As he took the first piece of strawberry shortcake, went to put it in his mouth, he noticed that the strawberries were the eyes of the dead German soldiers, and he was about to ingest them. And he woke up terrified. So the analyst looked at him and said, "Well, I think I know what your problem is." The man leaned forward and said, "What is it?"
"Don't eat strawberry shortcake."